T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial finally gets down to business here in Manhattan.
7 men and 5 women will hear the case for and against Harvey Weinstein. His lawyers plan to talk about emails that they say show continuing and consensual relationships with the former movie mogul after the alleged sexual assault. In some cases, one attorney says, women bragged about the sex they had with him. Prosecutors describe that characterization as blatantly inaccurate, and they plan to call an expert witness who can describe the mindset of a sex assault victim post-trauma. 6 women are expected to take the stand against Weinstein. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
In another courtroom in Manhattan today, a pretrial hearing is taking place for attorney Michael Avenatti. He's facing extortion charges. He allegedly tried to squeeze $20 million from Nike, threatening to expose information that would harm the company's reputation. It was revealed yesterday that Avenatti is being held in isolation at the Metropolitan Correctional Center for his own safety. He was jailed last week for probable violations of his pretrial conditions, including allegedly hiding assets to defraud creditors. Avenatti burst into the public consciousness by representing porn star Stormy Daniels in a lawsuit against President Trump. Police have released some surveillance video of a man they're looking for in connection with an incident outside Prospect Park last Thursday afternoon. They say the man punched a 70-year-old woman in the back of the head as she walked on Parkside Avenue. She was knocked to the ground but not seriously hurt. The punch apparently came from out of the blue. You can see the video at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. It's the middle of winter. What better time to dream about boating at the Javits Center?
Captain Sean, let her blow! Every year, as we freeze our sterns off, we're reminded that winter is not forever. 1010 Winds personal boat show guide Carrie Wabel pointed out a 46-foot yacht and an 11-foot runabout, but says most boaters opt for something in between.
So you might be in something like a 26 to 32-foot cruiser that, you know, you can sleep aboard. You can live aboard for a little while anyway.
A big tech toy this year, an integrated rear-mounted GoPro camera to catch and preserve your totally rad moves on water skis and wakeboards. So, winter be gone. John Montone, 1010 Winds at the boat show.
A man is dead and a woman's in critical condition after a fire in an apartment on Fifth Avenue in Park Slope early this morning. Deputy Fire Chief Michael Gala says the fire was on the top floor of a 4-story building. The victims were found in a bedroom.
They removed a male and a female, anywhere between their 20s and 30s. They removed from the building. Their door was closed. And again, they were in the fire department, so it's subject to the heat and smoke.
The man who died was 37 years old. The woman is 22. Their identities have not been released. The state health department has begun an investigation of health concerns in the East Northport School District. Officials say the cancer surveillance program could take at least 18 months to complete. Several students from the Northport High School graduating class of 2016 have been diagnosed with cancer. Fairway Market issued a statement today that it has no intention to file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy or liquidate all of its stores. It says reports to the contrary are categorically untrue and disappointing. Fairway says it's been engaged in a strategic process. Its leaders remain extremely supportive. Its lenders do as well. and all 14 stores remain open for business. The mayor of Teaneck, Mohammed Hamiduddin, has announced that he will not seek re-election in May, saying he wants new leaders to emerge in the township. Hamiduddin was first elected in 2008, and he was the first Muslim mayor in Bergen County. Two city council members, Richie Torres and Diana Ayala, say the city needs to do more to help Puerto Ricans who came to New York after Hurricane Maria and the recent earthquakes. They say they'll introduce legislation today for the city to create an office to assist Puerto Ricans transition to life here and gain access to city services and government programs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.